One of the things I learned a long time ago is, I spent pretty close to 30 years of my life, on the wrong side of the tracks. I just use it like that. And it feels so much better when you know you have the truth on your side. You don't have anything to hide. So that's the case with me, and that's the case with John. We need to have anything to hide. So with that, I think probably the first thing, Frank brought this to my attention. What's going on and who is involved? Who is Alpha Ministries? Everybody knows about Alpha Ministries. That's an entity unto itself. It's a church. It's what the vision was about. It was a place for the ministry to take place. Then you have a tax payment, a for-profit corporation, which is Street Ranch, Inc. That is John Sandy and myself and my wife, Dorothy. That's the four entities. We have 25 shares in that corporation. It has nothing directly to do with Alpha Ministries other than it is hosting it, as Alpha Ministries is one of the tenants on this property. And like any other tenant that's here, anybody that's in the RV park or anybody that's living here, it's got an entity. And then there are the rest of them. Some of you here, I don't know if all the renters are here, but the people that are tenants are renters. You have those. Now, if I was living here, I'd say, none of the stuff that's going on, this has been going on for quite some time, none of the stuff going on would really matter to me in my mind. All I'd be looking at, I'd have a tunnel vision one, am I going to be here next week, tomorrow, the next day? Our goal from the start, when I say our, I'm speaking from my wife, I think I can do that. My goal from the start, I had two things. John's aware of this, I'm not saying that he had already heard. It's the number one priority was the ministry. If it was continued here, then that had to be number one. Number two was some security for the people that live here on the ranch. All right, so I'm going to skip over a lot of this stuff. I can come back to it if anybody's got questions on it. Because most of the detail, you'd be dog-hogged down forever. The question keeps coming up, what do I want and what are the solutions? So make it easy. Bottom line, as far as what will fix it, it's the same sad thing to fix anything. Money is one solution. If we collected the rent and everything that's being paid is due to the corporation, we wouldn't even be in this position. So what are the solutions? John's solution when this all started, and like I said, I can go back to that if necessary, was the only thing he could think to do was to sell the ranch, to pay the notes or the bills we owe, and try to get it all squared away. So I offered him opportunity. I said, here, you put a price on it. He'd be the one qualified to do that because he knows what it takes to run this place from day to day, week to week, month to month. So you put a price on it, I'll either buy it or I'll sell it to you. Me and selling my stock to him, and him buy my stock. That would solve the problem. It would be over with. Because we both agreed that we're done as spiritual partners, which means the corporation needs to be dissolved unless there's some way somebody has another solution. All right, so how did we get there? We had an agreement. We sat down together with him and I and attorney and Vero. And here's what we agreed to. We agreed to get an appraisal done because we don't even know what we're talking about. We don't know what the range is worth. So, we have a good idea, but we have over appraisal. But get an appraisal done. Then that left, let's just use easy numbers. Ranch is worth $100, we owe $50. We split $50. Or I buy his stock for $50, or he buys my stock for $50. I don't mind being separate with that. If he buys my stock, I walk away, and I'm no longer part of the operation. And if neither one of us chose to, or able to, or unable to, or get one by the other now, then the third option obviously is accept, an offer. As long as it wasn't crazy for selling the ranch on the open market. So now the other question comes up, and I'm just about done here. Are you ready for questions? The question of, I've been asked several times, what's fair? Without going into the plan, the guy's here, unless it's necessary again. The first thing we need to do, I think is the most important, is to collect the monies that the corporation is owed. Because remember again, it's a tax-paying organization. It does host the ministry. But it's also those that rent. I mean, it's set out to build RV parks and have a thing to rent. But bottom line, you got to support it somewhere. So come in right now, or the money that's due, is amounts to about $3,350 if all the rent is being paid. And there are people on here that are not paying rent and have never paid rent. Well, that's an issue. And then you have Alpha Ministries for the contract, also owes money. So if we try to make it simple, if we don't have the income from some source, then we can't pay the payments. Priorities have got to be ranch first, in my estimation. You know, if we don't pay the salt guy, he's going to bring the salt. If we don't pay the power, he'll cut the power off. But if we don't pay the ranch first, anything else comes second to that. So that's got to be done first. Let me see. Got any other notes here? I'll address the split thing if need be. I'll say this one last thing, I'll be ready for questions. There is a possibility that we may buy the ranch. I'm not pastor material or ministry material. My thing's always been support behind the scenes. That's from day one, it's never changed. If we buy the ranch, then we'll be ministry one. I can't tell you that time. We're looking at a lot of possibilities. But nobody would be required to leave the ranch. So I think it's fair that anybody that's living here now that's investing money, they're investing money. You're paying rent. If you look at it from a rental point, you know, wherever you rent it, really, it's just diminished money from not renting. Out the window. But I would require anybody to leave. I can't answer for what will happen, of course, if we're not the ones that buy it. So that's pretty much it. I'll take any and all, whatever questions. There might be some questions that we may choose not to get into. I'll defer to John. If he wants to go into it, we'll go into it. If he doesn't, we won't. But any of this information may or may not become available at a future date, depending on where we go from here. If we can't do this way, try to do this as grown-ups without screaming and talking and dragging attorneys into it, and nobody wins there. You just cost everybody money. Some of you in here have been involved in all the suits, you know how long that can drag on. And you never win on those deals. So. Questions?
Comment? Only the lawyers win in that situation.
I'm sorry?
Only the lawyers win in that situation.
Always.
George, I have a question.
Okay.
When you, if you would fully reiterate that no one's required to leave, would that include John and Sandy?
I would not require anyone to leave from here. Now, we'll have to work out the details if it comes to that, if we work out the details. But I'm not going to tell anybody they got to leave. Long term, we might have to do something different, because if we go forward into some kind of ministry, which is where I would like to see it go, and I've already talked to some people, I know it can be done. And that was part of the vision. This thing is a hub. It's what happened between Mickey Mouse and the Banana Republic. We're in a perfect location. So, you couldn't pick a better place. There's a lot of prison ministry type stuff going on. And I talked to a guy in Hines County just last week. It's very interesting. He wants to know about it. I said, well, I'll tell you in due time. I'm not saying that we initially had, who did you talk to? Christ Fellowship. You talked to Christ Fellowship about doing something here. And I don't know what happened there, but he might be here still operating that thing. So, but I'm not going to ask anybody to leave. I've been all over the map on what I want to do, but my main thing is what I've done. I've got a few people that I'm using to keep me accountable. And I go to them on a regular basis to make sure I'm doing the right thing, as best anybody can tell. And so, I rethought some of my positions, but none of them that I have, I've only written down. There's very little that I've written down. So, anyway, to answer your question, I'm not going to ask anybody to leave. Well, now, it'd be like any other rent. It doesn't matter if you're renting here or you're renting house and county. Your landlord gets in a fight, It doesn't give you a free ride. So, wherever they're living.
Question. Okay, sorry. My home is on wheels. Push came to his stuff. I could be out of here in 4 days, maybe 3 more days to take my deck with me. But there's people out here that have more permanent structures. They have invested in fencing and this and that, and barns and what have you. Is there any way that you can see that maybe they could lease that for whatever type of lease so that they would? sure you, and knowing that, hey, maybe I'll put up another fifth row of fence because I intend to be here, and I know I'll be here because I have a lease.
That would fall under, I would ask you, I believe, we got to make the payments on the rent, that's the bottom line, to keep it simple. And maybe it makes it oversimplified, but if we don't keep it, we got five families living here now, and we can't come up with $4,000 a month. Now, I've got a word for that, but I don't know what y'all want to apply to it. You know, I've got payments on one thing that amount to half of that, and I'm doing it by myself, and I don't have any income. My wife, unfortunately, does have some income. But I don't know why you couldn't do a long-term lease. I mean, I would sit down and talk with whoever, you know, anything reasonable. You know, I'm not interested in nothing, you know, some running up a rabbit trail or some nonsensical thing. But I would sit down and talk with anybody, everybody, about any possibility. If it makes sense, and you can continue on here without uprooting everybody, you know, I'll listen to any and all suggestions, arguments, whatever you call them. Yes, John.
Appraisals. When something's appraised and there's no comps, where do you go from there? Do you get two appraisals, you get three appraisals, take a median appraisal? I don't see another place like this in the marketplace. Just like my nursery in Jupiter Farms, there's no comps to it, so it's hard to appraise what it's worth.
We had an excellent appraisal. We didn't do it. The bank paid for it when we refinanced the last time. It was done in October of 2011, and there were many comps done. It was a well-done appraisal. Banks don't do anything without appraisals, and they did a thorough appraisal with plenty of comps. Now, values here are not up as much as they are in some counties. In Highlands, things are moving over there, and the values are up some. It's up some here. I've talked to Craig Robinson, which did the appraisal for the bank on our behalf in 2011. And he said it's not up as much as in Jefferson County. So he would update that appraisal, and I would assume, I don't know what's involved. I know you have non-bank appraisals, but, you know, in case of the bank didn't want to know. And he also told me, he always does them very conservative. So if anything, the value would be more. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get it. What you owe and what you ultimately might sell for, they could be miles apart. But right now, we owe roughly half of what the current value is that we know of. The value may be more than that. Did I answer your question?
Pretty much so. Except that, are you going to have two appraisals or are you going to go without appraisal?
I don't even know if we'll do as many as we need, but I don't know if we need to, you know, really get bogged down and all that. I mean, I don't have a problem, but we want a factual appraisal from somebody that's reliable, and they are bound by law to do the right thing. So you might not want to get an appraisal done by somebody that's, you know, that's your first cousin or something. So we'd look into that.
So you're looking for a fair.
Exactly, fair. Because what we agreed to, John and I agreed with Frank, I can't say his last name, the attorney we spoke with at Beaver, was whatever that number is, I'm okay with it, he's okay with it.
So I can seriously assume that when you did get involved, when you bought the ranch, there wasn't a buyout agreement.
No, what we did, because of this very thing, John and I talked about it. We put the original money in the down payment and did a lot of improvements here. Frankie over there spent how much time out here, Frankie? A year or more. Him and Jess on our payroll there, in paying out of the ranch, doing whatever needed to be done. And we're glad to do it because at that time we were doing well there. And so that was all part of our thing to do. John and Sandy put in mostly sweat labor and sweat equity. And there were, of course, a lot of other people that got involved. If you go to the courts with it, then none of this stuff matters. It comes down to what the law is, and that's very nearly defined with how that works.
George, when you talk about you want ongoing ministry to be happening out here, you're referring to any form of ministry, not necessarily alpha ministries as exist?
What we looked at, the place is unique. Everybody's got their degree. And they've done a beautiful job of keeping it up. It looks like, you know, botanical gardens or something, you know, so much of the time. But this building really is a multi-purpose design. It can be used for something like, you know what we've done. We've done some several weddings here at other events. So the place is perfect for doing numerous things. And I can go through a long list of things you can do. But, you know, I would think if you couldn't find somebody like Grace Fellowship or some other big ministry that wanted to take it over completely, then I would look at something like, maybe you would canvass all the churches up down the coast and see if they wanted to have a weekend, like a timeshare maybe, you know, to do events they might want to do once a year. Chocolate Springs, Ridgecrest, they do some things. I mean, you'd have to put some money into it and invest and build some buildings. But that's the angle I would pursue. You know, if some of the other ones that I've looked at don't work out. Yes?
George, just a question is, does Alpha Ministries have a lease with Freedom Ranch, Inc.?
Yes.
Okay, and they're the sole lessee. So
no, they're not the sole. They have a lease. They have a written lease. The rest of them have a verbal lease. But, you know, you can call it a lease or rent.
But Alpha Ministries is responsible for a lease.
That's correct.
It's kind of equal to the mortgage and taxes. And
it had to do with both the mortgage and paying John's health insurance. So that's correct. Yes, sir.
George, what's caused this polar rift? Is it a monetary problem, or what's caused this?
Well, I guess if you dig into that, ultimately you always find the money. I have a saying, I say, it's always about the money. Even when it's not about the money, it's about the money. So ultimately, yeah, I'd say you could say that. I don't know how much detail we want to go into. I mean, I'll give you more detail, but this thing has been going so long, there's so much correspondence transpired between us, it would be nothing but confusing to go into any finer detail. I mean, it's available, but I won't make it available necessarily until we such time, and I will certainly talk to Tom about it. Now, him and I have sat down and talked every time, and we had no, or at least from my standpoint, we haven't had any issues. I'm going to talk to him anytime and every time, or anybody else for that matter. I mean, I've been open about it. I've said all along, I just want the thing to be right. You know, fair is fair, whatever fair is. I don't even know. I've been asked, what do you want? I said, I don't know what the Lord is doing. But I think the place needs to be in mention. So. Who else needs to have a hand up?
Well, if I could follow up on Albert's line of questioning there, am I correct to understand, George, that if we could work out some type of agreement that was satisfactory to all the residents in the form of a lease that would give us, let me just tell you what my concern is. Number one concern is the future of Alpha Ministries. I believe Alpha Ministries is still alive and vibrant, and I'm very committed to it. It's the only reason I live here. There's plenty of other pieces of dirt that I can live on. In fact, I left one that I owned outright and mortgaged it to move here. I'm totally committed to Alpha Ministries, so I would not be concerned or interested in participating in anything that doesn't have the ministry as the foremost objective. Secondarily, if the ranch is up for sale, that means that if somebody comes along and buys it, the ministry's got to find a home potentially, and the residents have to find a home potentially. And I'm concerned that the words that we'd be thrown out in our ear after faithfully paying rent for whatever period of time. So are you in favor, and again, I hear fair, and I agree with you, George, I really do. Are you in favor if we can work out, and it's going to be complicated, there's a lot of parties, a lot of moving parts, some sort of a fair arrangement that would allow you to, and John, to explore the future of the ownership of the ranch, while at the same time protecting those of us who are committed to it?
I think that goes to Al's question about the long-term lease,
right,
which I'm completely okay with. I have no issues with that.
And I don't have the answers or the numbers, but I mean, I'm in favor of pursuing it. Because
the numbers are, I mean, if you want to cut to quick, the numbers are, that's an universal language. The numbers don't lie.
Well, I agree with that, but what I'm saying is that we have a lot of different interested parties, a lot of moving parts. And it's going to be difficult to get everybody to enter into something that they feel comfortable with. And that's a big obstacle that we have. And that's why this thing keeps going round and round in circles. I don't know, maybe we need somebody who's a little bit removed from the situation to maybe broker our agreement between us all.
That's what you call arbitrator.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about not having to go to the legal court where we're
at. Well, you got to buy in my mind.
Okay, so at any point, are we getting warmer on this subject as far as being able to work out something that rather than just a verbal? Because apparently the verbal is what's got us in trouble.
Well, probably where I made a mistake was not doing this earlier and letting this room. I found out from Grandma, she's no good here. I found out from her today she was deeply hurt by some rumors she heard going around. And I'm the Lord, I said, she told me what it was. I can't remember what it was now. But I said, well, it didn't come out of my mouth, it didn't come out of Dorothy's mouth. But I got an email that same morning saying, I understand you're no longer part of Freedom Ranch. We're going to be able to do the ham fest there next year. So, you know, I might want to address rumors.
And I agree, because that's a no one's best.
That doesn't get you anywhere. But no, I'm open to those suggestions. Yes, sir.
This is not a question, but George and I were talking about this earlier. And there's a fire department here. The fire is the Bank of Clueless. Bank of Clueless holds mortgage on all this property. And if they're not paid currently, they can foreclosure on this, and it all goes like that. That's the number one problem, is to support George and John and everybody else and keep the bank away from here. Somebody's got to help. I'm helping. George has got some other help too. Everybody's got to help, or it's going to go down to the bank loan, and the bank may not be sympathetic to any of us that live here or anything that happened here. The bank's only interested in one thing. It's called dollars.
There are
above dollars that are dollars.
Above our heads. We keep implementing on us and we get something done. You know, that is, and I said that here, that's our priority. My priority is to address that first. I think we're on the same page with it. We talked over on this point the other day. You know, we're talking about reorganization. Maybe I just read it, but that's what I think we're talking about, is to get the thing reorganized. Because as long as we can keep, John said, if we can keep loving one another, then we can work this thing out. There is an answer somewhere. The Lord knows that answer. I said one of these things. With John Hales and Elton and Tom and John weeks ago when we talked about that. And that was a question then, what's going on here? I said, well, you know, I don't know. I can't tell you what the answer is. I don't know what the answer is. But I know that there is an answer. So unfortunately, most times you can't ever get there. There's got to be more questions, and I'm going to be disappointed.
So I'm trying to hear all this. So you're saying that if everybody's supposed to pay rent and whether they get together, pay the rent sufficient to pay the mortgage, while paying the mortgage, you get an appraisal made for a sale agreement that will occur between you and or John and with somebody else buys it, including free. Is that where this is going? Or is
there are two separate issues. Okay. Like I said, the rent is nothing to do with it. It's nothing to do with what we need to do. The rent needs to be paid for.
There's two things. One is you've got to get the rent so you can pay the bills. And then beyond that, the goal is to dissolve the partnership and the property goes to.
Well, John, I don't know if you're strongly about that.
So the property goes to your house or John's house, depending on what you're doing for.
Exactly.
So that's still.
So that's but if we can do it in such a way that we don't offer it to people, that's obviously preferred, which is why I would like to see happen. You know, we get there. We got enough smart minds and enough people that we know that we ought to be able to come up with that solution. I've offered Tom our share of stocks, and he's not in the current position to do that. I hadn't offered anybody else, and I wouldn't unless I've discussed it with John, but I'm not going to go just willy-nilly give it to anybody. And we have people that are helping that will help us, and just to keep it out of foreclosure, because then nobody wins there. Again, I mean, it doesn't matter if it forecloses or if the bank takes it. That's not good for anybody. Nobody here wins.
I'm just trying to put together a simple
discussion here. My mind was to see where we're
heading. I obviously didn't understand the question.
No, I just want clarification. I'm just trying to repeat back and make sure I understood the basis of what your presentation is, and that is that the goal is to sell the property either you, to John, or somebody else.
That's an option. It's not the preferable option.
The preferable option
is a manager who can continue on and nobody gets uprooted. That's a preferable option. So yeah. Remember my first two.
You said the ministry, do you mean Alpha Ministries? Or
the ministry continues on. That's the first option.
Alpha.
I said it at the top. My initial thing was Alpha Ministries had to be the priority if there's ministry here. Now, there was some doubt about that in some of our early emails, and we got it cleared up. And then number two was the security for people to live here. I mean, I wouldn't think anybody here would disagree with that assessment.
So if the mortgage gets paid, right, Alpha Ministries can stay here and the renters can stay here if they continue to pay their rent with some kind of terms that you and them would agree to?
Yeah, we probably did some paperwork, put something on paper. Our books are in horrible shape, and that's an issue you might even be able to help us with. But, you know, that's a side issue. That's
really no, I just don't understand it. That's it, right? No.
Well, I thought I heard a little more. I thought I heard, George, you want out of one or the other is going to end up with ownership.
Right now we're looking at really there's four possibilities. There's one buys the other, there's a sale, or there's a bank takes it.
Right. Yep.
That's the four possibilities. Yes, sir.
What is the cost to maintain Freedom Ranch?
That'd probably be a question better reserved for John. He knows more about the day-to-day operation. You know, I can only give you what I've seen in the books, which I have never, ever looked at until this all started. But, you know, he may can answer that question for you better if he cares to.
Being an owner, half-owner of your wife at Freedom Ranch, do you have a working agreement on the maintenance?
Here's what we've got. We set this thing up, the Freedom Ranch Inc., which is I think it's LLC. I don't have the match. We're all four of us have 25 shares of stock. That was the default. The corporate kit is the generic boilerplate that you would see in any corporate kit. And we never sat down and actually did a meeting to say, if you do this or this or if this, we didn't have any exit clauses, we didn't have anything, because neither one of us felt that necessary. And it shouldn't be necessary, depends what we're doing. In hindsight, it might have been better to have at least an exit clause, you know, so if we got to this point. But there's nothing in there other than arbitration. That's the only thing in there that's useful for either party. But the other party's got to agree to it because we're both 50-50 owners. Neither one can do anything without the other. Now, obviously, John's in, you know what it says, 9/10 of the law, you know, when you're in possession. But we never sit down and say, if you're going to spend this much money, you can spend up to this much money. You know how to do it like we did in the corporation. I mean, don't worry about spending this much money. If it goes to this and, you know, get authorization or two signatures or whatever, you can do all that stuff. Yeah, I didn't see the need for that, and it shouldn't be necessary. Yeah, if you have a trust and love relationship, I don't have that with my wife. If somebody mentioned a prenup to me when I was getting married, that'd be the last time I talked to that person. And that's essentially what you're talking about. It should not be necessary. So it's a good question. It's been asked several times. Sandy asked me the other day, how did we get here? It's not an easy thing to flesh out how we got here.
I'm glad you mentioned flesh.
And therein lies the problem. It always is there. If you dig deep enough, you'll discover the flesh is in there somewhere.
It's only spirit that cures the flesh.
I'm sorry?
Only the spirit cures the flesh.
And that's why I said what I said. You know, the Lord keep the flesh at bay and let His will be done. Let us hear what He wants us to do. That's all I've ever done. Yes, ma'am.
George, it seems like it's apparent that there's no agreement amongst the four of y'all. So what in the world would make you think that you could own it and they would run a lease from you when they don't even like the name?
I've never been accused of thinking that.
But I mean, in all reality, I don't see how Alpha could even go on if.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm just coming from my standpoint. If I bought the ranch, I would require them to leave.
We'd work out
some kind of agreement that Alpha and we agreed to, that we could say it was reasonable. And what we could have done back then, what we agreed to, is not doable now due to the economy and a host of other reasons. So if we and we would come up with some kind of agreement. I don't know what that would be. We'd sit down and discuss it. But we, you know, we're not to that point. I'm just saying I'm open to many things. If anybody's got any suggestions, I'm aware of hearing. I'm repeating myself, but the people who live here probably are not interested in all the details. Whether I'm right, he's right, or Will's right, or Will's wrong, doesn't matter. They're concerned primarily about it. If I got a hook to my trailer to go, if I got one I can go, you know what's the cost of moving the double line? I mean, it's bad enough for that, but he can get out if he's got to go. But you don't have to move the double line. Why?
$10,000 the utilities and set up and new septic.
And if you get that guy to walk this one in, I don't know what's going to be left when he gets through the field, because he came through there about 40 miles an hour. The thing was bouncing on the ground when he brought it in.
Maybe he's better trained now.
So where do we go from here?
Well, I'm here to answer your questions. So if somebody's got a question, I'll answer whatever I can.
You said in the letter, the invitation, that you wanted to discuss the plan of him and him to buy or what the...
I said this is what we discussed, and like I said, I kind of thought about it, but you know, I'm not sure we want to get into all that. I'm glad to do it. You know, I'll tell you how this started, you know, why I think it started, and you know, I can be wrong. I've always said that. The plan to sell part of the ranch is not workable. It's not that George won't listen to God's plan, which is what y'all kept trying to convince me that God's plan. It's for other reasons, which Frank will be glad to explain if you want to hear it. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I just wonder if you should set off Sandy and John, because they do all the maintenance around here. They've had come a long ways around this ranch. Me and Forrest hadn't been here that long. And what I've seen and what the ministry that John has done, they have come a long ways to
do. I'm missing your question, I think. What was your question?
My question is if it comes to selling your part, I think it all should go to John, because they're the ones done all the maintenance around here. The only ones I've seen are here doing the maintenance.
You know, I've already made that offer, and I let him
say they're the only ones that's brought the ministry gone along the way with the ministry.
Now, nobody knows what I do, because I'm an enigma. They can't figure me out. I'm behind the scenes.
You've never seen
me. I don't want to be out.
I've never seen you around here. I mean, no, I know. I've seen out the ministry.
The only one I've been in touch with is Don Coffman, in case anyone's having trouble with broadcast. We are providing free internet, separate from the internet the ranch is paying for the broadcast. And they've got, you know, $30,000 worth of equipment doing the broadcast. And I've been supporting that, and I will continue to support that as long as John wants it.
Yeah. But what I'm talking about is I see they really want to take care of the flowers and maintenance all around here, the mowing and everything around here. I don't see anything but about you or anything
else. Yeah, because you don't know, that that's what I'm saying. This is a 13-year deal, and you don't know what we put into it, and this is not the place to go into it.
Yeah.
But if you want to know, we can go there. But we're not
going
to
do that.
Here at the ranch, they don't know what George and Dorothy say or what we feel, how we feel. And that's why I'm here. Frank, you've got a question, or you've got a comment? No?
No, I'm just looking around to anybody else.
Ever since the beginning, George, you know I love you. And I've always tried to show gratitude because I know you're the co-founder of Freedom Ranch. And you had the vision along with John, Sandy, and your wife about the ministry. And that's, to me, that was prime. Not everyone knows what you've done.
I
have a good glimpse of what you've done, and I've always tried to show you gratitude and lift you up, and that I knew.
And you have been.
And, you know, my share in this whole was prayer, reconciliation, prayer for the ministry, and what I could do as far as beautifying the place. And it is a very special place. I consider it holy ground. And I hope and I pray that compromise will prevail and grace and truth and reason will prevail in this matter. That's my share. That's my share.
So we're on the same page.
And you know, compromise is giving more than we think we should give. And when there's a divorce, and I look at this as a divorce.
That's exactly what it is. I wrote a brief in it, and I got a title quote, divorce.
I still believe in reconciliation and that Christ has given us a ministry of reconciliation for each other, no matter what happens. I hope that is utmost in people's minds. And that's my comment.
Yes, sir.
George, you basically have a corporation here and you have a board of directors. So this board, are you on the board?
President.
President, okay. Do you have monthly meetings where you take an accounting of what is actually going on?
I'll give you one guess. Yeah. Remember I tell you we did like typical small corporations? We did whatever we thought we needed to do. I told John the other day, he is an Episcopal businessman, but he's the best of the four of us, which is not saying a lot.
Well, then you have to do something about that.
But and that could be a legal issue. You know, if you, you know, I don't know what corporate law, I've read quite a bit in, you know, chapter 607 for corporate relations, but yeah, there's a lot of things we're not doing that we should be doing. And I'll take my share of responsibility there, because I'm probably the ones that should say, hey, we need to have our meetings.
Would we, if we were to get someone like Roger, who has that background, and have him on a board where we have control of what's really going on with our funds in your situation, and can we work that out to the point where this disagreement can change?
That needs to happen regardless. We need to, from this point forward, have accountability for what's going on with the ranch funds. That is completely clear, if for no other reason than how, you know, what the books look like.
Is that what caused this problem, that the books are very sham?
No. It's not really the books.
Is it a personality?
They're just part of the, you know, it's part of it.
But that's a problem. I can't conception of what's going on here is my loss.
And that's why I'm trying to keep this thing as simple as possible, because it's, you know, there's other factors I haven't even mentioned that will only serve to confuse us more. I can't even explain the simple things to my wife, so I'm not the one that should be up here, but I feel like I'm going to all be accountable to anybody that wants to know where my position is. So, now, it wouldn't surprise me if every one of you guys go home don't have a clue what I said. But that's why I got the tape roll over there. You know, maybe you can listen to it enough times, you can kind of figure out what I really said.
Well, I get the impression that you really don't want to do this, but you're doing it because of the...
Don't want to get involved.
You seem like you're trying to get a split here. You're trying to split off your portion or...
No, I don't have a portion.
Well, you have 50%.
If that's what you think, and that's what I'm saying, that is confusion. That's why this thing is confusing. I'm not trying to say, John, pay me what you owe me, because we don't even know what that is. Nobody knows what we put in the ranch. Him or I. You don't know how much he's got in, I don't know how much I got in. That doesn't matter. That's not what it's about.
Okay. Then it really isn't about money. It's about something.
Well, ultimately, the same thing is money can solve those problems, even though, you know, it's sad, but it, you know, it can solve some problems. In lieu of doing something different. Yes, Roger.
Both are committed to this divorce, correct?
So, if you're meaning the spiritual partnership, John said that in one of his emails. And that's one thing I did agree on completely. And we talked about it briefly at one meeting we had in his office. And he asked me, well, do you want to try to sort it out? And I just looked at him and said, God said, we're done. I'm not going to second guess him. And then he acknowledged that.
Okay.
And maybe he's just trying to see where I stood on it. But, you know, we reached a point where we have disagreements.
I understand the disagreements are there, but
that's not to say that we can't have some kind of agreement. That if it takes a while to get it done, whatever we come up with, if it takes a while to get it done, I'm okay with it.
Well, the question I'm really asking, I understand that you can do some engineering or whatever, but you committed to a total, you and John committed to guaranteed divorce, separation, no real reconciliation, that's my question.
What I would hope, as John has pointed out, if we could, you know, repair a friendship, whatever might be damaged of it, I would like to do that. Or I would like to have that option. That's why I don't want this thing to get into the courts and get ugly, which doesn't help anybody. But, you know, I don't know whether that can be done. But, you know, my commitment is the same as John. I think he can speak for himself. But, you know, unless something's changed, that's one thing we agree. We have to split as partners.
You both agree you have to split the partnership?
Yes.
That's Freedom Ranch.
Well, can you address that, Don? Can you explain to him?
Let me talk about the gorilla in the room. About a year and a half ago, November, Jordan North came to the house. We blow up my accusations. Never had any reconciliation since then. And what it boiled down to, that attitude of financial stress. Alpha Ministers not been able to pay those. We originally agreed to when we first started the lease agreement. My idea was to dissolve the relationship with the corporation by selling the ranch. My proposal was to, I came up with, and I believe that one, was to sell approximately 100 or close to that. In the back, John Hales, before I ran bigger, to sell front 30. We got Benjamin, Edmund, Elton, Tom, somewhere between 6 and 8 grand. That would leave 50,000 to 70,000 left from what we owe, which I felt like either I personally or Al Ministries to take, because it would include the property and buildings on it. I thought that would be a good layout and approach to work on to get us out from under this debt, make everything a little more manageable. And at the same time, recognizing his, appreciating his original intent in trying to establish the ministry. $125,000 down payment. And the work of Frankie. Contribution he made to the first little pavilion out there that we had in the houses. On the first 4 or 5 years of the year. Thinking that I could maybe go beyond that original, you know, just break even, you walk away with nothing, be able to go ahead and finance using this building as collateral and some others, some money up to, I figured anywhere between $50,000 and $150,000 would probably do it. Finance it. Get it for that much short and short of cash. So, meager as may be, thank you for the work. by making them meet. It just got to the point where Lord said, "None." Told that to George. I didn't know exactly what all that meant at the time. The Lord said, "None." He said, "None." George wanted to come back and help. He was asking to be done with the ministry. But, you know, I've been in the ministry. The ministry's going on. I'm not going to the ministry from the day. I'm done. Trying to rob Peter to pay Paul, trying to keep back and forth between Alpha Ministries, my paycheck from Freedom Ranch and Alpha Ministries.
Which I would like to put in, excuse me, John, that he does not get most of the time.
So, when my wife had to take out a credit card and pay our bills, I said, "I'm done." Plan that I believe God gave us was to split up the ranch among the guys who had been here all along historically in the ministry, so that the ministry would keep on trucking just as it never ever happened. Tom's fed as hard as he came into the ranch 5 years ago. We were kind of in the same financial boat. We had to be trying to figure out if he committed to come here, live on the ranch, and he actually put in about 70,000 dollars, something like that. I don't remember what it was, but we did a kind of a lease agreement so that we did some improvements, but that kept us going for a while. And at the same time, Alton said, "Hey, we're not going to leave there for free. You know, that was my house, my daughter and her husband lived in it. So I wasn't charging rent there. We built our house. And I had to sell my house, so they had to start paying their payments." But they said they stepped up and said, "Well, I sold cows, one of the cows that I had to get all in the end and want to replace them, so I just sold them so that I could pay the rent." Then buying any cows, well, I said, "I'm going to step up and put some cows back here and I'll pay their market price and lease this back 100 acres. So Tom Elton stepped up 5 years ago to try to make this thing go, try to keep the ministry going. And we did fairly good. We weren't able to settle anything, but looking back on that, 2020 word is right, folks were testing this thing. So we didn't have anything written, we didn't do any business deals. We had nothing in writing, so there wasn't for occasional lease agreements like Alpha Ministry has a 99-year lease agreement that we took out before we built this building. The Alpha Ministry's put $250,000-$300,000 of Alpha Ministry's money into this building on not our property, on Freedom Ranch property. See, all this time I've had to try to keep nonprofit stuff separate from a for-profit corporation. Jockey back and forth. When I did that, lease agreement, 99-year lease agreement, Bill Sherman stepped up, tax collector. He said, "No. So that belongs, really, that belongs to Alpha Ministries. Alpha Ministries is using this." I said, "Yeah." He said, "If I have a 99-year lease agreement, I'll go to that for you." He says, "We don't have to pay taxes on this particular segment because Alpha Ministries has a 99-year lease agreement, to be like, kind of like Alpha Ministries has bought this property." So, in essence, that's how everything got jumbled up. What we're trying to do now is figure out how to separate. Okay, the reason for the dissolution of our partnership is Dorothy's choice. She believes that I'm a scam artist, I'm a false prophet, that I vote only for money, and I kiss John Taylor's ass because he has money. And that if you quit giving me money, I put it on him. Don't make me play the message to prove that. I can't minister with that. I've got to cut it off. That's why it has to be involved. It's got to be involved. Now, how we do that? Well, it's fair to Dorothy. I want what's wrong. I want what's fair. But I also want what's doable. Okay. So, how we come down to what's fair, that's what we're working on right now. Okay? Presented it, and at that point, we've gone, it's gone a few steps past that, so I'll let John.
I got a question, because we've gone all the way around it, and I heard what you said. And you and George, as you hit on it, but you didn't finish it, as owners of Freedom Ranch, when us ministers came in here and we spent $300,000 of people's money, office money, to build these buildings on a piece of land that we had 99 years. Remember when it came up and I said, this is a foolish thing to do because we have our money in here, and what happens if this piece of property sells? Because you never know what's going to happen. Here we are. At that time, did y'all not agree to, if this property sold, that you'd pay back the money to Alpha Ministries, that Alpha Ministries has put in here?
Yeah, agreed, the board agreed that we pay off the ministries $300,000.
Is that true?
If it is not paid, we may
have to. Okay. So then, the way I looked at it, and I mean, I said this in the very beginning. I offer what I offer on that back piece because that's what the Lord told me. Period. And I don't care. Trust me. Okay. But the thing that I saw was, if the 650 is owed, and you take the 400 back there, which they admit they owe 300, you take the...
It's 638.
Okay, whatever. 650 for round paper, it's owed. And then you add the 300,000 that's owed out of the ministries is 950. And what we had come up with in the simple plan, which I'm fine if it doesn't approve, was not $638,000, $650,000, but it's actually $950,000, because Alpha Ministries would have received their property that they have spent $300,000 on that they both agreed that they owe. So now we're at $1 million for this place. So, as far as I'm concerned, as Alpha Ministries, they can sell it, they can do what they want, because I'm not here for Freedom Ranch, a lot like Tom said. I'm here on Alpha Ministries' behalf. And the importance to me is that Alpha Ministries gets their money back that they put on, or better than that, your money that you've put in here to go on so that we can relocate or do whatever we have to so our ministry can continue. That's been my only thing from the very beginning, is I want what's fair. Okay? So I want to be sure that Alpha Ministries is covered. That's why I'm here. Besides that, it's really none of my business what George and John do with Freedom Ranch, because it is a subchapter S. And I didn't mean in any way to offend anybody in offering what the Lord told me to do. I was trying to find a solution so that Alpha Ministries could continue on debt-free, so we wouldn't be here in this situation. Because, yes, what John said is a big part of what's happened. Okay? Big part of what's happened. You can't, the spiritual partnership's done. You can't take hatred and love and put them together, and y'all know that. We're not going to go into it, but that's not something. All right? And so, now the only thing that we have left is a business deal. And I'm fine with business. Okay? I'm fine. I hope they get $10 million out of it. Okay? If that's what has to come back. But, realistically, there's $950 that's been put on the table today. Any way you want to look at it, because we just agreed to deal with money. Okay? $650, $300, $950. Okay? So, the only thing I can say is bring me an offer better than $950, and we'll be happy. Alpha Ministries will go on. That's the way I look at it. Yeah. And that's the only reason I'm here today, is Alpha Ministries' behalf. That's what I care about.
So. If I could add, and that was my concern, that if that's the way we go, if there's leases that protect Alpha Ministries in the event that Alpha Ministries has to move, it allows them time to make a good move, a smart move, not a hurry up, bad move. And also, the same thing for the residents. Let's go. Let's do it. I think we're moving in the right direction. But I don't want it. I don't want anybody to get hurt, and including the ministry. So I just want to follow up on that. That's where I'm coming from. If that's where we're going, I think we can work this out. I really do. And as far as personal relationships between you two, it's Dayton came to see two of my oldest friends and one of my brother-in-law, and having this heartache between you, but I can't fix that. And I hope someday it gets fixed. But in the meantime, we can take care of business. I really can't. I really think we can. I think we can take care of business. And let's not let the heartache cloud our judgment. And I think that's part. I think we've all been guilty of that to some degree.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, we have to. So let's recognize the gorilla in the room, I think, that John's talking about. And let's admit it and say, let's not let it cloud our judgment. Let's do what's right for the ministry and everybody involved here.
Yes,
and the question on the table is, again, where do we go from here?
I got you.
Okay.
I would propose that we get the Alpha Board together with George and privately and discuss some of these issues, and so we may be able to come to a tentative